This is GQDN for Monday, August 4th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. And find the one called Questworthy. It's there. And it's really good. Yes, if you do that, if you go to the site, put in the promo code Quest, you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some stuff coming to Silent Hill. That's a bit creepy. There's something coming to a PlayStation 5. And the government is pushing esports. Interesting. But that doesn't beat this. Engadget.com has reported that Raven Software now has a union contract with Microsoft. Now, this contract does include a 10% wage increase over 2 years and the elimination of crunch time. Now, Raven Software is known for the Call of Duty franchise, and the quality assurance team workers did vote to unionize. And they have. Now, we get to what is crunch time. That is a requirement that will give the employees 7 days notice for mandatory overtime. And there'll be no excessive overtime on back-to-back weeks. End quote. No mandatory overtime of any duration for the majority of weeks in the quarter. End quote. So over the past 3 years, we know that Raven's Q&A workers was trying to make a union. Well, now they have a union, and now they have an agreement. And agreements usually results in money, right? Well, so is this one, but this is a little bit different. According to Rock Paper Shotgun, and this is an update, by the way, Valve did point to MasterCard restrictions because MasterCard did say that they were not influencing the adult game removals. And they did decline those accusations. But Rock Paper Shotgun was looking at the rules, and they're looking at rule 5.12.7 on what the MasterCard customers, merchant partners, and service providers. Now this, or the cards, can do the purchases with the tech, but it would forbid any transaction that is illegal or in the direction of the corporation, where it could damage the goodwill of the corporation or reflect negatively on the corporation. So in this case, the game doesn't need to be breaking the law because of the sale to break MasterCard's rules. Valve claimed this is what was going on with the payment processors, and mostly on MasterCard's behalf to push for the removals. And Valve was doing some talking to PCG. Quote, MasterCard did not communicate with Valve directly, despite our request to do so. MasterCard communicated with the payment processors and their acquiring banks. Payment processors communicated this with Valve, and we replied by outlining Steam's policy since 2018 of attempting to distribute games that are legal for distribution. Payment processors rejected this, and specifically cited MasterCard's rule 5.12.7 and risk to the MasterCard brand. I did highlight the word legal because legal is legal, but is this the right idea? You can let me know at Joe Brums on X and Blue Sky. Now, do you still have a PlayStation 4? PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that one of the features was quietly removed and only a few people noticed it, and they are the social features. There were a bunch of those features that Sony did remove from the last-gen console this past year. So the writer from PlayStation Lifestyle found the webpage while she was looking something up. The writer is Sermena Khan. And they found something that was, quote, announced starting March 2025, saying that the PlayStation 4 users will no longer be able to share their posts and activities with anyone or friends of friends. That's a quote from the site. from the PlayStation Lifestyle site. Now, Sony did also remove the PlayStation 4 comment, like, and share functions in the activities. Now, we know that Sony has been winding down the support for PlayStation 4, which does mean that it's possible that a PlayStation 6 is coming sooner, but maybe they're just ending the support for PlayStation 4. We'll see what happens. Now we go to the esports corner, because Esports Insider did say that the government, Pakistan, is pushing the esports with a national policy. Now, the British Esports Federation and Commonwealth Secretariat, did sign a Memorandum of Understanding, which is the MOU, with the Pakistan Prime Minister Youth Program, PMYP, to develop the country's first ever esports policy. And that was signed during a ceremony last Thursday. And this partnership could bring about esports, digital skills, and maybe making some companies among the Pakistani youth. Now, the reason for this is because, according to the UN data, 64% of the country's population is under the age of 30. And the country is suffering from some poor infrastructure where the gaming equipment remains expensive for many players. They have a load to pay some frequent load of stuff. So back in 2016, the British Esports Association and the British Esports Federation was established because they are the national body for esports in the United Kingdom. But over the past few years, the British Esports Federation did sign some partnerships to support growth and to raise some awareness through the initiatives. And last month, they did announce some plans that could get some esports arenas in Sunderland in 2026. Tim Doerr, the vice president of the British Esports Federation, did comment on the partnership on his post on LinkedIn. Quote, "It has been an honor and a privilege to visit your country and listen, learn, and understand your exciting plans to use esports, video games, and games design as a pillar of your wider digital transformation plan. With 170 million people under the age of 30, we recognize it will be a critical engagement and skills development vehicle for you." End quote. You know what they're going to need? Monitors. I've been speaking a lot about monitors lately. Well, monitors have been on sale. The Samsung Odyssey G50D right now is at $300 right now. And that is on sale. It's up on Amazon. So if you want a good screen, if you want a good monitor, there you go. All the PlayStation 5 users could also get some exclusive game via PlayStationLifestyle.net. The game would be Marvel Token Fighting Souls. We've heard of that one before. The 4v4 tag team fighter is due out next year, but PlayStation 5 players could be getting the game a little bit sooner because PlayStation 5 is going to get the beta. So if you want to sign up for it, it's up on PlayStation's site. And if you've already signed up for it, there's no need to re-sign up for it. You're already in. So if you're selected, you will get an email. Sounds good to me. This doesn't, though. No. PushSquare.com said that Silent Hill F will get some multiple endings in a new game plus mode because people will play through it again and again and again and again and again and again. But we don't know what those endings will be. And I don't really care. I know some of you do. But that's why I said it. That's why it's here. I'm scared. We need to go. This has been a Non-Forge production. 2045, all rights are reserved. Let's play some games, people. I'm scared.